About 500,000 people have been terminated from Pennsylvania's Medicaid program after the COVID-19 public health emergency ended 1 year ago. Until that point, people had been able to stay enrolled in the insurance program without filing the annual paperwork, even if their incomes grew beyond the program limits. WHYY's Nicole Leonard tells us more.
During the pandemic, Rafaela Huff didn't need to worry about retaining her Medicaid coverage. It was a relief, she says. However, this past year, she had to reapply and let the state determine whether she was still eligible for the program. For some people, this was an easy process, but for Huff, it was complicated and stressful.
I almost gave up because I had a situation where I was having problems getting the verification for something that they wanted, and I actually was like, okay, I'm just going to give up. I can probably get by without health care again, because I did in the past.
But it didn't come to that. Huff eventually got help with her application from Put People First PA, a grassroots healthcare advocacy group. She was able to keep her Medicaid coverage, but says others haven't been as lucky.
Seems like luck is a huge part of it. Like, you can make a mistake and it will cost you your health care, and they can also make a mistake and it will cost you your health care. Like, it's always, you know, we're punished, the ones that are trying to apply.
State officials say they launched proactive outreach and awareness campaigns to prepare people for when the renewal requirements returned. They wanted to limit these kinds of challenges people could face when reapplying. State Department of Human Services Secretary Dr. Valerie Arcush says the renewal process was brand new to people who had joined Medicaid for the first time during the pandemic.
I think for any of us, you know, the first time that you have to do something like that, that involves a bunch of paperwork and you weren't anticipating it, it takes you a little bit by surprise. You probably have some questions.
More than 3.7 million people were enrolled in Pennsylvania's Medicaid program when renewals restarted last April. Since then, the program has dropped over 500,000 people, according to state data. Some people were cut because their incomes were above the program's limits. They were referred to health plans on Penny, the state's Affordable Care Act marketplace. Others were cut because they moved out of state or got health insurance through an employer. But some people lost their Medicaid coverage because of missing renewal paperwork and documentation, even if they were likely eligible. Attorney Mary Pat Pileggi of Community Legal Services in Philadelphia successfully helped some of her clients appeal these terminations.
That's what makes them, in a lot of ways, the most frustrating, because it was really just a missing piece of paper that, if it could have been caught at the beginning of this process, then our client never would have lost Medicaid and would have had continuous access to health care.
State officials say they want to make the renewal process easier for people in the future. One way they plan on doing that is by expanding a process in which state agencies review someone's eligibility with information and data they already have in the system. No additional paperwork necessary. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.